scope projects using data, observation, and strategic assessment. Given a set of projects that appear to be feasible and are likely to close the identified gaps in key metrics, the next step is to scope these projects at a high level. While detailed project scoping will occur later as part of each project's planning phase, here we need to understand scope enough to enable benefits analysis for the portfolio of projects and each individual project in the portfolio. This may involve widening data collection or embedding experienced personnel into teams that are struggling. This step should also involve another strategic alignment check: collect and validate data. Data can be a strategic asset, especially when supply chain leaders are able to expand their definition of data to go beyond internal sources that are convenient to access. Having a data scientist on the design team can help reimagine data sources for portfolio and project scoping. Data scientists or analysts can also help the design team to begin with the end in mind, meaning that they indicate the types of analysis they would find helpful and can recommend the tools that will be needed for the analysis. Some analytical tools may need to be acquired if existing tools, for example Excel, are not considered sufficient. Some extended data sets will be from external sources that require external relationship development to acquire. The evangelist or another executive needs to take the lead, selling this as a win-win for each party, such as by proposing data trading and mutually agreeing to specific rules and responsibilities. Data trading negotiations require estimating the value of the data you seek and the value of data you could provide. It also requires knowing what you would be willing to provide in advance and knowing your best alternative to a negotiated agreement. Options if negotiations fail, so you can know when to walk away or accept a compromise. Addressing how data sharing risks will be managed is central to trust building. The organization also needs plans for maintaining such agreements and an internal plan for how the data will be used not only for the transformation, but in ongoing operations. While data sources used will depend on the nature of each project in the portfolio, consider these additional sources: channel partner strategies, control towers, distributors, forecasts, marketing promotions, and analytics. Internal customer data, EERP, marketing initiatives, and historical sales by market segment. Supplier contracts and service level agreements. Inventory data from usage sensors, customer-owned inventory or point of sale, POS data, transportation tracking data, social media analytics, weather data, traffic data, sensor data, economic forecasts, etc., data from internal ERP, IoT, and other sources, as well as data from extended sources, needs to be assessed for its quality to help avoid the syndrome of garbage in equals garbage out, GIGO, meaning that bad data can lead to bad decision-making. Organizations that want to compete and win based on data and algorithmic advantage need to actively practice master data management, MDM. Data scientists or analysts can help ensure that the following data preparation and cleansing quality checks are done for master and transactional data in internal systems and for other internal or external data. Sample sizes are statistically valid and are at the necessary level of precision and confidence. Master data for specific materials /SKUs are standardized, for example, units of measure. Data sets are inspected for outliers, including determining whether the outliers are valid, for example, a large one-time order, or invalid, for example, data transcription errors. Outliers are located by visual inspection or by looking at descriptive statistics that can be automatically generated for a data set, for example, sample mean, standard deviation, maximum, minimum, etc. Whether to include or exclude valid outliers is explicitly discussed and documented in assumptions. For invalid outliers, teams seek out their root cause and work with the data gathering team to prevent future recurrence. Data sets are visually inspected for missing data, and the approach used to deal with data gaps is documented. Approaches include imputation, assigning a value based on the mean, median, or mode between values in a ranked data set, marking the line with the missing data as a special case, deleting the entire line from the data set. Duplicate master data records are identified and merged. Data sets are validated as up to date and are updated on a timely basis, preferably through automated methods. There is a clear owner for each type of data. If master data sets are poor, analytics will not be useful. Cleansing of master data may need to be a project in itself, and a high priority one at that. In many cases, the master data cleansing requirements are a key determinant of the overall portfolio timeline. Thought should also be given to how data will be presented. Data need to be tailored to the needs of the audience, including how far down into the data one should drill, how data should be visualized, for example charts, how assumptions will be obvious, and how key points will be obvious, not hidden among the less important data. If analysis will rely on complex methods, another goal is to explain the logic of complex analytics in terms the audience can understand. The overall length of such analysis should also be considered, such as keeping analysis findings at this stage to a single page or so. The idea is to tell a compelling story that indicates the quality of the data and the analysis so people can have confidence in it. Understand design challenges firsthand. Various subgroups of the design team will be working on various project analyses. Because a transformation effort is meant to get through these earlier planning and scoping phases rapidly, it is important to recognize early when teams are struggling. They could be struggling to determine what data to gather the data, how to cleanse it, how to analyze it, or the conclusions to reach. If one or more of these groups is struggling with these or other design tasks, consider embedding the most qualified team member with them to understand their issues and help provide guidance on how to proceed. This could be a consultant hired to provide coaching on transformation, a data scientist, or a process area expert. The issues they are encountering may be shared by other teams, even if this is not vocalized. So the things that work to help get each team moving should be shared with the other teams in the form of debriefings or action plans. For example, if a team is looking at order data for a long-term customer, but these data appear to have no real pattern, an expert in demand patterns might help that team discover that there are several ordering types. Some routine orders could be first identified. These will be in predictable sizes and timing. Then the team could search for other ordering patterns, for example, scheduled replenishment orders that may vary in size, but not in timing, or in timing, but not in size. Any valid outliers could then be analyzed for their timing. For example, sales push orders could be identified by correlating them with end-of-period sales promotions. Similarly, emergency orders could be identified based on transaction records. This will enable the design team to study each type of ordering pattern separately. The expert may also direct the team to use specific tests, such as using the coefficient of variation, CoV, to determine the degree of variability or predictability in a customer's ordering patterns. Another form of embedding involves low-performing operational supply chain teams, or as many supply chain teams as possible. In this case, a design team member co-locates with a team or teams or joins them in virtual meetings. The team member learns what is and is not working with the current process, observes workarounds or inefficiencies, listens to their pains, and assesses the scope of work that will be required to get these lowest common denominators ready for transformation. The design team member also pitches these supply chain professionals on the proposed transformation initiatives. It is important to get their buy-in, if possible, or to understand why they don't think the changes would be acceptable. The key to success in this method is for the embedded team member to report back to the larger design team to represent the perspective of those stakeholders as accurately as possible, without adding their own biases. Often the results will include a better understanding of culture and change management scope requirements for projects deemed necessary despite resistance. Also, they can include in scope things such as business rule changes or process simplifications that they recommend to help encourage acceptance and reduce the likelihood of workarounds in the new method. Strategic assessment. A strategic assessment for a supply chain transformation needs to look at whether the proposed portfolio of projects will satisfy several types of strategic alignment. Do the supply chain priorities align with business unit or organizational strategy? For example, if the strategy is for regular innovation, does the portfolio include projects that help new product introduction supply chains get launched quickly? Is design for the supply chain a priority? Are suppliers given incentives to innovate? Do the supply chain priorities align with the operationalized customer segments identified? Do they support the base case first and foremost? Does the process architecture envisioned by the to-be state address the end-to-end scope of this supply chain segment from the customer's customer to the supplier's supplier? Emphasis should be on determining who does the orchestrating and planning at which stages, and whether this will include collaboration. Will processes be integrated, documented, and supported by valid and timely data? Will processes be adaptable to new organizational learning or strategy shifts? The results of the strategic assessment should be presented in a report, or as an addendum to the first draft of the project portfolio. Ensure that it is well written.